Listener Production.
Hey there, I'm Tessa Randello with your Hobart News Briefing. The Premier's offering a cash bonus for the state's health workers to the tune of $2,000 each. Jeremy Rockliffe's written to unions to propose the one-off allowance, saying it's a demonstration of the government listening to the workforce. About 9,500 people are eligible, with the bonus expected to cost the state $19 million. Meantime, better wages and better working conditions. That's what the community and public sector union's chasing. It's launching claims at Parliament House, setting out solutions to issues that are plaguing workers. The CPSU General Secretary, Thurza White, is hoping to build a better public sector.
We're about to go into negotiations for 24,000 public sector workers. And over the next few years, we know that actually attracting and retaining workers is going to be really critical, and we need to make sure that we're building a public sector that people want to come and join so we can continue to build, deliver services.
The permit process to move the statue of William Crowther from Franklin Park could delay it past the next council elections. It comes after Hobart City made the historic decision to remove the former premier from its plinth. The statue's next move isn't set in stone just yet. And jam-packed schedules are leaving less than half of all Aussie adults managing to get the minimum amount of physical activity in a week. Health experts say that's at least 30 minutes of activity 5 days a week, and about 40% of us are managing some form of strength training at least twice a week. A third and final international signing's been locked in for the Hobart Hurricanes, Englishwoman Izzy Wong donning purple for the WBBL season. The 20-year-old clocked 9 wickets from 13 games in the Sydney Thunder's last season. And Basketball Tasmania's met with the Jack Jumpers and NBL teams from across the state to figure out how to boost the sport. One of the key objectives is to make basketball the sport with the highest participation in Tasmania by 2024.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.